Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
That's Josh Allen following the Bills' 40-9 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Bills moved to 5-2 on the season. Sal Capaccio with you in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football victory Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Also by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. So Adam Schefter has tweeted out what we all probably anticipated. Bills fear that standout defensive tackle Ed Oliver tore his bicep and will be sidelined indefinitely. Oliver is undergoing an MRI to confirm the injury. Well, if it's surgery, folks, that's a multi-month injury, most likely. Could be done for the season. Could be. Pro football doc Dr. David Chow on Twitter last night basically said, at least to the playoffs, it looks like, for something like that. That is a massive, massive blow to a defense that could not should not probably be able to withstand a massive blow. Could not. But you play anyway. You go and you play. You go forward and you play. They were without Ed Oliver for several games this year already. They're going to have to be without him again. Just a brutal blow to the Bills. That leads off the Barnes Firm injury report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. Ed Oliver, the only injury of note during the game. Although I did hear Joe say this morning, what's up? Osiris Torrance had x-rays. Someone reported that. I didn't see that last night. I was in the locker room doing, do you guys see that? Did someone post that or something? Hold on. Let me see if I have that somewhere. Joe said that during the morning show. Give me one second. Osiris Torrance, injure his right wrist. Someone has here. I'm not really sure. Okay, so I'm not really sure. I heard Joe say that. I don't know anything about that if that's the case. We'll get something from Sean McDermott later today. He's going to speak at 4 p.m. today along with coordinators. But the only other notable injury during the game was Ed Oliver, who was immediately declared out with that bicep injury that now Adam Schefter says Bills fear he tore his bicep. Okay, that said, going into the game, no Matt Milano, no Terrell Bernard to play, but he was active just in case. So we'll keep an eye out on for those guys this week. And of course, Daquan Jones and Joshua Palmer and their situations as well as the Bills head towards a big week against the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday at 4:25 p.m. Have you looked at the weather yet for Sunday, Joe Kelly? Have you seen what the weather might be like on Sunday? We had Pat Hamer on saying, there could be something going on.
I have not 100% looked yet, but it's supposed to, there is like a whisper of something possibly happening.
Yeah, that's so. Right. So it's it looks like it's going to rain probably in some capacity. Could be light rain, could be a little heavier, could be nothing during the game, but be ready for it. Mid-40s and a little bit of rain.
Is that football weather to you?
No.
No. Well, the mid-40s
football
part.
Weather was yesterday.
Yeah.
62, mm-hmm. 65, sunny, cloudy, what? I don't care. That was great. That's football weather to me. Football weather in the mud. And I don't care about that. No, I don't want that. I gotta be on the sidelines too. But No, and you know what, though? Maybe it slows down the Chiefs' offense a little bit when it's like that, right? I don't know. If it's, I don't know how wet it's going to be, but just looking ahead, we'll have Pat Hammer on Friday to give you a full weather look for Sunday. Let's go to Rob in Hamburg. Rob, waiting patiently. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. I got a question for you.
Yep.
If you got to put a nail in the wall and you go to your toolbox and you don't have a hammer, what do you use to get the nail in the wall?
Well, you're asking the worst person in the world because I'm the least handy person ever with a hammer. I will tell you that, but go ahead.
Well, you would use whatever you have, and that's what Joe Brady's doing.
Thank you. Good.
That's
good.
What Joe Brady's doing right now.
I'll find a brick. I'll find a brick. I'll find something, right? My son's hockey stick, right? There you go.
Exactly. And that's people are getting mad at Joe Brady and don't understand he's using the tools he has in the toolbox to get the job done.
Yeah.
Yes, we need a wide receiver, and we got to hope that Brandon Bean is Big Baller Bean and not Mr. Bean and get something done. But Joe Brady should not be taking any of this heat from people.
Hey, I'm more with you than against you on this. Do I think that Joe Brady's perfect? Of course not. But as I said earlier, if he sees he can't get guys open down the field, what's he supposed to do? Then he gets guys open in other spaces, which is close to the line. And oh, by the way, the run game looks really good too. That's the coordinator too. He's doing a great job. Running, toss, sweep, right, and being dominant, that's a good job. I think people just have this perception because of this, you know, the way we watch football now, the way we see red zone and highlights and play fantasy football and play Madden and all that. People think when they associate offensive coordinator, they associate that with just throwing the ball down the field for 300 yards a game. And that would be great. And the Bills should be able to do that more often. I'm not disagreeing. But because they don't have the, as you say, tools to necessarily do that outside of the quarterback, then you're going to have to figure out other ways.
And that's why let's hope that, you know, before the deadline, something gets done. But I do not think Joe Brady should take any heat. I actually think he's doing a great job with what he has.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate the phone call. Rob called us at 803-0550. That opens up not only one phone line, but a bunch. So we have time and we have room for you to give a call. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in on a Buffalo Football Monday, a Victory Monday here on WGR. And we are live on the YouTube and Twitch stream, WGR 550. Hello, everybody. Sal Capaccio. Love to say hi to you. Got the Victory Monday shirt going on. Celebrating a Victory Monday. 40-9, the Bills win. I don't care who you're playing against in this league. You win 40-9. That's a big win. 40-9. Or, I mean, look around the league. There were a lot of blowouts this week. 37-10, 34-10, 32-13, 38-20, 38-14. Crazy blowouts this weekend. Weird, right? Because you had, through the first several weeks, were all these one-score games, and that was not the case this weekend. Very few one-score games. There was one in, that was it? Just one? Is that it? The only one-score game was the 39-38 Jets game over the Bengals?
Yeah, it was the only close one of the weekend, yeah.
I don't see any that are also that are one-score, because even like 49ers 11 they lost by, 10 last night, Packers-Steelers, yeah. We'll get to that later, but yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty, there were some pretty, like, I guess, big margins.
Yes.
Not really anything super close.
No, I yeah, for sure. How did the Bills lose to the Falcons?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, this is a team that now got shut out by the team the Bills just beat yesterday, got shut out 30-0, and then lost 34-10 to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never believed it's a week-to-week league more than I do now, because that's where we're at.
It is very true. Now they go to New England. Maybe they can get healthy, and maybe they can do something against the Patriots to help out here, because the Patriots... By the way, how about the Patriots? Then they go to the Colts. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Falcons. I'm looking at the wrong schedule. Patriots,
I wish they played the Colts. That'd be
no,
awesome.
No, they go to the Bucs, though. They go to the Bucs, though. It's just that's a tough game for them.
It will be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we will find out a little bit more about the Patriots in that game than now, because right now they're just rolling along and have this kind of easier schedule. And then, guess what happens? They have a bye week before they play the Bills.
Yeah, they get to rest up.
They get to rest up and mm-hmm. be ready.
They do have a couple games, though, like the Falcons, like, and then the Bucks, like you said. Those could be a big difference coming down to it, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean,
and win.
As much as the Bills' schedule looked way more doable and gettable earlier, now it's the Chiefs, the Dolphins, who look much better, you say, the Bucks, the Texans, the Steelers, the Bengals, who are alive a little bit right now, despite that win yesterday. By the way, the Bills need to score 50 on the Bengals. I mean, Justin Fields and that offense scored 39 yesterday. The Bills need to score 50 on the Bengals when they come here. We'll see about that game in December. This one, 4:25 start against the Chiefs on Sunday here on WGR. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, let's get to our extra point from the sidelines. It is a deeper look at something that happened in the game from my sideline view. And, of course, it is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. I mean, how can you deny Buffalo South, we love to call it. As I said all week last week, all of you listening, all of you watching, everybody knows somebody who moved to Charlotte, North Carolina from Buffalo, New York. Somebody from Western New York down to Charlotte. It's just, I had plenty of friends there myself. I know you probably have friends there. Maybe you were there going down there, traveling down. Great weather for it. But folks, I, after Bills road games, what I like to do is take a video of the sidelines and the fans that come down, you know, to the wall behind the Bills bench. And it's the, what I call, obligatory Bills Mafia road game victory celebration. And you got to check it out. This is on Twitter yesterday, at Sal Sports. The two videos, I actually posted three of them yesterday. The first one is right behind the Bills bench, about 30 seconds worth of the fans, the Bills fans. Second one is on a reply to that, right near the tunnel, on the other side of the field, same thing. And then a third one I posted was on the way out. I'm on a team bus, and there was a Bills backers bar and party going on. I'm like, man, even there, they're looking at the team bus going, yeah, let's go. It's kind of cool. It's just a really cool vibe, really cool feeling. So check that out at Sal Sports. But that is our extra point from the sidelines brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And, yeah, we will get to sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we get a little bit deeper into the program. Let's get to John in Lockport, who's up next. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Man, I feel the Bills have a really great team, and I feel that our strength is our run game, mm-hmm. and that's kind of our identity this season. So if we're good at it, we might as well keep doing it.
Hey, I mean, I'm not against doing what works. Said it yesterday. Said it. You can be upset that they're not throwing the ball down the field, and I get it. They're having struggles doing that, but man, when you're running the ball like that and you run toss sweep and break off, I mean, James Cook was running for 11 yards a carry. He ran for 11 yards a carry, I should say. Crazy. And he just kept doing it. Go ahead. Keep rolling. Keep doing it. James Cook, by the way, has been nominated for the FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week. Now we're going to see if he's nominated for the, or if he wins the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. He's got to get it, right? James Cook's got to get it. There are only two other people. Jonathan Taylor is certainly one of them.
Yeah, James Cook, though, outperformed him in some metrics, yes. though. So that I would say it is Cook. There's
so
no question.
They both scored two touchdowns. Taylor ran for 153. Cook ran for 216 and the most yards in Bills franchise history since 1976. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's got to be that. The other guy I was looking at for this, because I saw my buddy Brendan Cristal over in Denver, he was touting Bo Nix for what he was able to do, and Bo Nix threw for four touchdowns, 247, four touchdowns. I don't know if that gets it over James Cook in his day, though.
I don't know. It's also the Dallas defense. Not that that has really anything to do with giving the award or whatever it does, but...
Is C.J. Stroud good again?
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd say he's good again, but... Because the game against Seattle on Monday night was not great, and that was just a few days ago.
That's right.
So I'd say he might be teetering on kind of being okay, but it's been rough for him since his rookie season. He has not been
well. Last few games though, because he started the season, and I remember I even tweeted out something like the documentary on his regression is going to be interesting because it's really weird, right? Since his rookie year, but since then, Baltimore, he threw for four touchdowns, 244. Seattle was not a good day, as you said, 229, only 46%. But yesterday, 77%, 318, and two touchdowns against the Robert Saleh defense. Pretty darn good.
That is pretty good, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bills play them, by the way, on a Thursday night, November 20th. And you know what's happening on Tuesday night, November 18th, Joe Kelly? Do you know what's happening?
What's happening?
Matt Bove and I are going to be live for It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Over at Batavia Downs.
Oh,
so
nice.
Come on over and see us. We'll be there for doing that. So that'll be cool. That's a great week, so it'll be really fun. Speaking of being live, everybody, join me this Thursday. All right, this Thursday, I'm going to be doing the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show live from Northtown Kia during this show, this time slot, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst, Thursday, October 30th. That's in a few days from now, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by, say hi. Grab a Paula's Donuts while supplies last. Score some awesome WGR 550 swag. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. Rob in Florida. Bob in Florida. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the defense and how I think that they're going to develop over the next few weeks and actually help that offense. Yeah. Here's the thing with Josh. I think he's and the offense a little they're nervous about the defense and they want to do more than what they can. He needs to take what he gets. He missed Shakir on the first drive of the game. He had a screen set up on the right, and then he missed that pass to Ray Davis on the same play. Ended up a field goal. Could have been a touchdown. But that defense, I mean, Hoyt and I hate saying his name.
Hoyt.
Michael Hoyt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just pretend it's H-O-Y-T, Hoyt.
I got you. Hey, by the way, Poyer was where he needed to be, which is what we needed more than anything else, and I think it made a big difference. But Hoyt in there is just, I mean, he's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
One more thing, if you don't mind. I love that the caller a couple calls ago was like, hey, use what's in the toolbox. That's all we have. And he's doing a great job with it. I mean, sure, if we had a burner, it would work out a little better. And one more thing, and I'm done, and thanks for listening. The guys on the 9 o'clock show are amazing, or the whatever time they start in the morning. They are amazing in how they can take a 40-9 win and make it a poo-poo show. I don't get it.
All right. Well, that's their call. You can go. You can call them if you want to complain about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. It's all right. This is my show, 10 to 12, and you want to call up and talk about the Bills. That's what we do. All right. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I listened to the morning show. I thought it was great, and I don't think they did that. I think that they're doing exactly what we're doing here. We're talking about the good, talking about the bad, taking the phone calls on it as you have an opportunity to do right here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I do not think enough is being made about the defensive performance yesterday. And I'm about to do that because, yes, we can sit here and talk about need a wide receiver. Passing game struggled, no doubt. Running game amazing. And we've done all that. Folks, the defense was great yesterday. They were great. And they're going to lose that Oliver, and that sucks. But I'm telling you, one thing I kept saying for weeks, kept saying it right here, that Michael Hoyt's going to change this defense. Not make it some sort of early 2000s Baltimore Ravens or 1985 Bears. That's not what I'm saying. But he's going to change the way they play. He's going to give more versatility and options to Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich. And boy, did he. He's lining up inside. He's lining up outside. And when you're up multiple scores, that just really allows a defense to pin its ears back and get after the quarterback, and that's what they did. So that helped. But man, he changes the defense. He changes the way they can play. He is a guy they identified to bring into this defense to be able to move around as a chess piece, so to speak. And that's what they did yesterday. And I'm super excited to see what that looks like going forward. But it wasn't the only move they made. Max Harrison comes in right away, and he looked good. And when I mean good, like, he didn't hurt the team. He wasn't asked to do too much because the Bills were suffocating overall as a team. But when he was called upon, he was in position and did his job. He did his job. He had a great tackle, too, by the way, on the perimeter against Horn. And I think Horn, actually, that's the play he got hurt on a tackle from Max Harrison. I think that might have been because Horn went out after that. So, yeah, I mean, I like that. And then Jordan Hancock. Jordan Hancock comes in and provides a little more athleticism and speed. The Bills clearly went to the bye week and said, we have to change things. And that's what you want, right? That's what everybody's wanted. From the coaching staff. A coaching staff that says, identify this, change this. Why aren't they doing that? They did that over the bye week. Give them credit. I think the personnel changes were really, really positive. And you got to give the coaching staff credit for identifying, recognizing, and having the wherewithal and the willingness to make those changes. Now, the one thing we haven't talked a lot about, but it's going to be a big story going forward, I think, it appears Sean McDermott is calling defensive plays. And he did not deny that, but he said it's in conjunction with Bobby Babich. And that's something that I think we need to kind of start talking about and thinking about. What does that look like? There's a lot of people who will tell you, you can't have the head coach calling defensive plays because the head coach, who is a defensive play caller, has to take care of the game and game management. You can't do that when you're calling defensive plays. You'll hear that from people. But you'll have the same people tell you, why is Bobby Babich calling plays? He's not up to the job. Folks, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. So if you're going to want Bobby Babich to not be the play caller and be, okay, good, Sean McDermott's calling plays, then don't complain that you have a defensive play caller and say, well, how's he supposed to manage the team in the game? And I do think it's a balance, and you have to be able to do that, but he's done it before. He says it's in conjunction with Bobby. I don't know what that means. I think that's something we have to see going forward. They're not going to reveal the secrets and how they're doing it, ins and outs of all that communication specifically. But I think it is something to talk about and see going forward here, because McDermott was asked specifically in the press conference, were you calling defensive plays? He said, doing it together with Bobby Babich, and Bobby's a great coach, and they'll continue to do it that way. Let's go to Bill in Buffalo. Hi, Bill. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. Good morning. I'm kind of nervous. This is like the first time I've called, but been a Bills fan all my life. I noticed when they put we have a new safety and three new linebackers in there starting the game. Not all of them, but Joe Andreessen and someone else was new, too. It just seemed to give us a little more physicality, and those guys were really enthusiastic and a little had an edge to them. Do you think that they'll start next week?
No. This was injury-based more than anything.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sean McDermott confirmed after the game that Terrell Bernard, they just wanted to hold him back a little bit more. So that's why they went with Shaq Thompson at middle linebacker. But Terrell was dressed if they really needed him to play. And then Matt Milano didn't play. Matt Milano is going to be your starting weak side linebacker, but he didn't play. So the reason why you had Dorian Williams out there playing and Joe Andreessen in a third linebacker set was because of the injuries. Now, that said, Bill, it's a great question, and I agree with your point that those guys did a really good job yesterday. What I do think has happened, though, is it just shows that when the Bills need to, they can have multiple options now at linebacker. But to answer your question, I think next week, I think when Terrell Bernard is healthy, he's the starting middle linebacker. There's no question. And I think when Matt Milano's healthy, he's your starting weak side linebacker. But at least you have options and know you can put guys in there to do the job. That's the way I look at it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
And Bill, don't be nervous. You did a great job, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
You got it. Call again. Good job. I like that. Okay. We'll get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, we'll also get to a look around the league as we move forward here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you in a Buffalo football victory Monday. It's good to have a victory. Good to have a victory Monday. If you look at the standings in the AFC right now, Patriots had another victory. They're 6-2. They have now won 5 games in a row. I mean, for all of the, oh my God, Patriots, look how great they are. They also have lost to the Raiders and Steelers earlier in the season. But, you know, I mean, this is a league you just don't know on a week-to-week basis. Week-to-week league, right? You just keep playing. And the Bills will get their shot at the Patriots coming up on December 14th. 803-0550, the telephone number here. You want to hit me up? You want to not do that and just talk in the chat box? You can do that as well. And on the YouTube stream on Twitch, check it out. Say hi. Got a great community in there, the bullpen, as we like to call it. And we'll do more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Hey, listen, for your chance to win 2 tickets to see Eric Church with special guest Ella Langley at KeyBank Center on February 13th, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Sal Capaccio here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Want to remind everybody that I will be live Thursday at Northtown Kia for this show. Come on by. Say hi. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. 10 to 12. Grab a Paula's Donuts while supplies last. Score some awesome WGR swag. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. Let's get to Zach in Lakeview. Hi, Zach. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal. Two things. Your arrows up, arrows down. Wide receiver separation, huge arrow down. And then the big dogs up front, offensive defensive line, was a huge arrow up for me. Played football for 18 years, so seeing that on the offensive line, so seeing that was a bright spot. My question for you is, people say, even a previous caller that you had, Sean McDermott, we don't want him calling play calls because he needs to be invested in the game management. How come when a head coach such as Andy Reid calls the offensive play calls, it's not an issue and there is involved in the game, but it would be a problem for a defensive coach? I mean, someone that played for so long, I don't understand that correlation as to why that would be an issue.
Because generally the thought is, and this doesn't have to be black and white, as you know, Zach, right? I mean, there's a lot of nuance here, but generally the thought is when you're an offensive play caller, you're thinking ahead to time and distance. You can't control that as a defensive play caller because the other team has the ball. Generally, game management comes along with offensive football, which is, okay, how do I want to play this series? What do I want to do time-wise? If you're the defensive play caller, you're so invested in thinking about the next series on defense that people think that takes away from how you're thinking to manage the game when you're on offense, if that makes sense. Yes or no? You know what I mean?
That's why you have coordinators at the end of the day, right?
Yep, like that's right. He
says all the time how he has a conglomerate or, you know, we discuss this as a group. It's, I guess that goes hand in hand. I mean, so.
I think people think it this way. This is a better way for me to say it. People believe, whether it's right or wrong, people believe that if you're concentrating on calling the defensive plays and setting up what's going up next, and you're not as much really involved in what's going on when your offense is on the field. But if you're an offensive play caller, you're already doing that organically, you know, so it just makes it an easier thing to do during the game.
Okay. All right. I guess that's... schematically, I think it's just a different way to look at it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think it's a perception. And we can see. And I think a good coach is a good coach, right? If you're a good coach, you can be able to handle that and do that. I don't know if I explained that right, but I think everybody understands what I'm saying. It's not, you know, offensive play callers don't get this flack. They don't. That's right. Andy Reid doesn't. He's a great coach, though. An offensive play caller, as a head coach, people think that's kind of natural. You're calling the plays, you're thinking ahead, you're thinking about time management. That goes hand in hand with what you're doing calling the plays. A defensive play caller is calling the plays on your defensive end, and then when your offense has the ball, you're thinking about what to do on defense, so you're not thinking about the offensive game management point, which is kind of your job, their big job as a head coach, and that's why people push back on that. That's all I'm saying. That if you're going to have Sean McDermott call the defensive plays and you want that, then you better be willing to say, hey, I'm okay with that part of it that he's able to do. That's why people say you should have an offensive play caller as a head coach. I don't believe that. I've never had. I think a good coach is a good coach. A good head coach is a good head coach. Doesn't matter which side of the ball that head coach comes from. Some head coaches are really good. They came from offense. Some are defense. Some are special teams. It doesn't matter. Right? I mean, Bill Cowher was a special teams coordinator. He seemed to have no problem. I think special teams coordinators, by the way, actually make really good head coaches because they're the ones, as they come up, who are involved in the entire roster. They coach. They understand guys who play wide receiver and DB because they have to put them all together. So I actually think game management and roster management and how all that piece works, I think that's why special teams coordinators sometimes should get a bigger look and better look to be a head coach. Good call, though. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. Let's get to what happened in the NFL over the weekend. We start with Thursday night. We talked about this on Friday. The Chargers with a big win over the Vikings, 37-10. The Chargers moved to 5-3. Vikings dropped to 3-4. But yesterday, Dolphins all over the Atlanta Falcons. 34-10, Tua Tagovailoa with four touchdown passes on only 205 yards passing, by the way. But the Dolphins did a great job on defense against the Kirk Cousins-led and Drake London-less Atlanta Falcons. 34-10, Miami gets their second win of the year. Baltimore, they get a win without Lamar Jackson and without Derrick Henry doing too much. He did have two touchdowns, I should say, but 71 yards, 3.4 yards a carry. Snoop, Tyler Huntley, 186 yards passing, but really the key here was they forced Caleb Williams into an interception. They were able to contain DeAndre Swift to 45 yards, and the Baltimore Ravens moved to 2-5. The Bears dropped to 4-3. How about the New York Jets? 39 points against the Bengals. This is a Jets team that can't get out of their own way on offense. All of a sudden, they scored 39 points. Hold on, I got to do something here. I got to look at this. Let me read this. Ready? Okay, ready? One of these things is not like the other. Here we go. You ready? 6, 11, 22, 21, 27, 10, 39. That's the number of points the Jets scored previously until this game.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Right? Think about that. They did score 32 against the Steelers of all teams to start the year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they lost that game?
Yep.
But in this game, I mean, I said it, Joe, the Bills better score 50 against the Bengals, I think, the way their defense looks right now. Now, I know that that's hard, and I'm being a bit sarcastic there, but holy cow.
Yeah, they should have no problem putting up a good number of points. If they could put 40 up against Carolina, who actually has a good rushing defense,
yeah,
like kind of going into the game, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to pick apart the Bengals' defense. But it's Tyrod Taylor expected to start. Oh, no, we have to go back with Justin Fields again. And
did you hear his post-game?
39 points. I saw the quote. I didn't catch it.
He said something about how it was really tough on him last week. He went into a closet and cried.
Yes.
Like, he was very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Very open. I love that he was able to share that. And I'm happy for Justin Fields. Jets fans, it's been a long road to get their first win. 133 yards from Breece Hall. Joe Flacco, 223, two touchdowns. One goes to T. Higgins. One goes to Chase Brown, who also scored on the ground. The Bengals dropped to 3-5. Jets 1-7. Don't look now, but the Houston Texans are coming to life a little bit here. They're now 3-4 after C.J. Stroud threw for 318 and two touchdowns against a very good 49ers defense, albeit a little bit banged up now. 49ers offense couldn't do much. Christian McCaffrey only 25 yards on the ground. Mac Jones 193 passing and two touchdowns. 49ers 5-3, Texans 3-4. Bills play Texans on Thursday night, November 20th. Boy, the Cleveland Browns, we're going to have something on them in a minute, but they get five sacks from Myles Garrett, and they lose. Myles Garrett becomes the first player in NFL history, I believe, to have five sacks and lose a game.
Yeah.
Is that what I read?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I've seen people say, oh, I feel for him, like that stinks. He did
choose
to stay there.
He
chose
this.
He was all about, oh, it's not about the money. I just want to go win somewhere.
Right.
And then he took the money. And that's what you're dealing with.
That's exactly right. The Browns actually had a lead in this game, 7-3, 7-6 late in the second quarter. The Patriots have a field goal at the end of the quarter, the end of the half, and then they go out in the second half and just run away with it, 32-13. And how about Drake May? Another fantastic performance, 18 of 24, 282, three touchdowns and an interception for Drake May and the Patriots, who go to 6-2 to lead the AFC East. Browns dropped to 2-6. The Philadelphia Eagles sort of kind of got back on track, especially Saquon Barkley, who's had a tough time running the ball this year, but not yesterday. 150 and a tutty against the New York Giants, who lose Cam Scataboo. Awful injury for Cam Scataboo.
Yeah, that was gruesome. He's had a phenomenal season,
yeah,
and it's a shame to see him go out like that,
yeah,
but you know, he'll come back from that. I didn't see exactly what it was. I knew he was going to a local hospital.
I think dislocated
for
ankle
evaluation
was what I read, but we'll see exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But it didn't look good from what everybody said, and I didn't particularly see it. Jackson Dart, 193 yards passing and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts, four touchdown passes.
A little bit of a return to form for
the
179. Eagles.
He also ran for 22 yards. So Eagles, 6-2. It's funny. Here come the Eagles at 6-2. All the discourse about the Eagles, WIP and Philly, our sister station, they're taking calls about how bad they are. They're 6-2, oh, by the way,
right.
The defending champs. The Giants dropped the 2-6. You have to wonder about the future of Brian Daboll at this point, where it's going in New York. Probably end of the year. I'm sure he survives this season, but let's see, because the quarterback has looked pretty good. Little chance here, but they're... Boy, their schedule's tough.
It is a tough schedule. They have a lot of games, tough games to play. And, I mean, Dart has actually been somewhat impressive.
Yeah.
Like, last week, even, when they lost to the Broncos, that was just an insane comeback by Denver. Like, yeah, Jackson Dart did throw an interception there, but it was like 33 points in the last few minutes there they came back. It's unbelievable.
The Saints drop to 1-7, which gets you to, do they trade Shaheed? Do they trade Olave? What are they doing with their roster? But yesterday, they couldn't do much against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Only 3 points scored. Bucs win 23-3. Bucs move to 6-2. Also, they're coming to Buffalo here in a few weeks, but they couldn't really run the ball as well as they normally could. The Saints defense is not that bad, folks. The Saints, they kept Baker Mayfield in check. 152, no touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Bucs was Sean Tucker with 42 yards. Former Syracuse Orange, by the way. Sean Tucker, 42 yards. But the Saints' offense isn't very good. And a couple of different quarterbacks for them. Shook, I believe.
Yeah, they did bench Rattler yesterday.
They did bench him. And they both had 136 for Rattler, 128 for Shook. Neither one threw a touchdown pass. And the Saints dropped to 1-7. Big win for the Broncos. They look good over the Dallas Cowboys, 44-24. They beat the Cowboys. They go to 6-2 also. How about the Denver Broncos right now? It's 6-2. They're leading the AFC West at this point with that record. The Cowboys dropped the 3-4-1. The Cowboys, they get from CeeDee Lamb. I thought he had a pretty good day. I guess not as much as I thought. Looking at the stats here. Their offense scores 24 points there. This prolific offense that the Broncos did a nice job against. But the Broncos offense on the other side was the story of this game. J.K. Dobbins.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
111 yards rushing, but it was R.J. Harvey with the two scores on the ground. Bo Nix, 247 and four touchdown passes for the Broncos. Like I said, who now go to 6-2. But how about the Colts, though? 7-1, and it's not ending anytime soon with the schedule in front of them. They just take care of the Titans. 38-14. Jonathan Taylor, 153 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 272 passing and three touchdowns. They're just a machine right now. Tajay Spears ran for 59, and Cam Ward threw for 259 for the Titans, who dropped to 1-7. They could wind up with the number one pick 2 years in a row if this keeps up. And then late last night, Steelers had a 16-7 lead over the Packers, but then the Packers, and a 19-14 lead, but then the Packers just start rattling off yards and points, and Jordan Love completes 20 straight passes in the game and winds up with 360 and three touchdowns against that very, very highly paid Steelers defense that really can't seem to stop anybody right now. Aaron Rodgers in his first game against the Packers after joining the Steelers, 24 of 36, 219 and two touchdowns. Not enough, though. It was Tucker Kraft. 7 catches, 143, and 2 touchdowns. He might win NFC Offensive Player of the Week, a tight end for the Green Bay Packers, who now go to 5-1-1. Steelers 4-3. Take a look at these standings. They are still atop. Steelers are 4-3. They're still only one game ahead of the Bengals, by the way. They're two wins, ahead of the Ravens at 2-5. They're still leading the division. Broncos 6-2, Chargers 5-3, Chiefs 4-3, and tonight, Chiefs take on the Washington Commanders. We got that game?
Believe so, yeah.
Because no Sabres tonight.
No Sabres tonight. I'll double check. But
just to make sure. Just want to make sure. All right, we'll take a timeout here. Sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, on the way. I got some audio I got to play for you on hey, buddy. My buddies over in a different city covering another team. I'll tell you about that when we get back here on WGR. Okay, real quick, let's get the sit-up, stand-down that I got a hey buddy for you with some audio because let's just sit up a little bit on what the Ravens have in front of them, okay? Ravens get a win. They hold out Lamar. They now have 2 wins. I'm not trying to scare anybody here, but I want to tell you. They get the Dolphins on Thursday night, then the Vikings, then the Browns, then the Jets, then the Bengals, and the Steelers and the Bengals. I mean, the Ravens might be able to go on a run here. Let's keep an eye out on the Ravens. Let's sit up a little bit. And the Baltimore Ravens' possibilities here. And just kind of pay attention to them a little bit. Let's stand down on the veteran quarterback fill-ins yesterday. Oh, my God. Or this weekend. Between Kirk Cousins, Andy Dalton, Carson Wentz, and even Joe Flacco. 0-4 combined. And not good numbers. The veteran quarterback bump did not really happen for a lot of the teams. And even the teams that had already been using them. Let's get to Hey Buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey Buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey Buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
All right, this comes to us. My buddy is Daryl Ryder, and my friends in Cleveland from our Odyssey sister station, The Fan 92.3. I'm going to play for you audio from this morning. Folks, we've been here before. If you're mad about the passing game and the quarterback and the receivers or whatever, I want you to listen to this. We have been here before. It could always be like it is now in Cleveland. This is Daryl Ryder. This is from the Ken Carmen show, I believe, but I have to see who's actually on the show here. Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima. Here we go. This is this morning, 92.3 The Fan.
It's not too early. When you can't complete passes in practice, you can't play in the National Football League.
Keep going, Daryl. You got hate in your heart. Let it out. Let's go.
I don't have hate in my heart. I'm so frustrated that Andrew Berry did this. That Andrew Berry spent a top 100 pick on this guy. That Andrew Berry and the Browns are shoving this guy down fans' throats, trying to tell you, yeah, he can play. He's a serious guy. Like, no, he's not. You're not serious people.
Serious people. Can we do something? Can we just clip that forward, those forwards? Because the way he said that would be a great liner that we could use on this show. You're not serious people about something, anything, right? It's great. That's Daryl Ryder, our buddy. My buddy. That's my buddy today. That's 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And he's talking about Dylan Gabriel, by the way, there as the quarterback. I was laughing when I heard that. That is from the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Go check it out, by the way. 923 The Fan on X. You can see that and plenty more rants from there. All right, One Bills Live comes your way today. Show up with the Bulldog at 3. I believe I'm going to join them at 5 p.m. today to talk a little bit more about the Bills. Before that, we'll get an update from Sean McDermott and coordinators at 4 p.m. today, and then I'll tell you all about what they said at 5 with Shope and the Bulldog. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging on a Buffalo football victory Monday. Bullpen, great job today. Callers as well. One Bills Live up next. Thank you very much to Owen Power and... Did I say Owen Power? Owen Parker and Owen Power. Thanks to Owen Power, by the way. Although he should have scored on the overtime goal the other night and went off his stick. Thanks to Owen Parker, Joe Kelly. Talk to you next time.
We're not serious people.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.